And I bet you Charlie Batch wanted to say more about Ben's drama.
Of course
than
he did.
Because it's just...
Can't drop your boy in the grease, though. I mean, he's not like you. You would drop your boy in the grease, but
that's not. No, that's not true. I mean, depending on what was going on.
Yeah.
And how... because I just don't... LeBron did this the other day. Like, these guys... Now, Ben's popular. He's not LeBron popular, but he's popular. You know, these guys will say these things and then be like, well, the media blew it up. Like LeBron... Like, that Frank Ntilikina thing...
Yeah.
With LeBron, before he said what he said,
he went,
this is going to make headlines, but...
Yep.
And then the next day goes, I know the New York media got their pants in a bunch over this. They're just looking for controversy. You knew what you were doing.
Right. You said it.
Stop it.
You knew what the agenda was. You wanted them to get their in a bunch.
And then...
Your pants.
You've got Ben. You know, I'm thinking about retiring. So then everybody goes, oh, Ben.
Don't go.
Really?
Oh, Ben.
What are we going to do without you? Oh, Ben. Oh. And then he comes back, predictably. And then in the middle of the season, or early on in the season, rather, he has a bad game. And then goes, maybe I just don't have it anymore. And then Charlie's saying, okay, you know, as the interview went on, he got more frustrated. Okay, he's been in the league since 2004. He was suspended under the personal conduct policy because of some of his off-the-field stuff. He's been through it all. He's got to understand at any point of that interview that he says something like that, people aren't running with it. You just made your own headline. This is the climate that you are in. You can no longer blame the climate. No. It's sort of the media version of, you know, don't hate the player, hate the game thing. Like, this is what the game is.
This is it.
Understand. Other guys understand it. Like, as much as I can't stand the phoniness of Russell Wilson in his post-game press conferences, because he's just, hey, man, you know, we just got to, you know he's angrier than that, like, after a loss. Like, you know he's got to be, he's such a competitor. But he's like, you know, we just got to go out there and play better, man. And, you know, just next time we'll be all right. You know, he's got to be.
You think?
He's got to be angry.
Maybe he just handles it better than we do.
I don't think so. Maybe he does. But, you know, it's... but
he knows how to suppress it.
Okay, maybe. But he never makes a headline like that.
No.
Ever. Eli Manning's been going through hell and back this year. He hasn't made one headline.
Yep.
Not one. But Ben, it's the national media's fault. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's everybody. No, it's you, man. It's you guys are 8-2, and you've made more negative headlines than a quarterback that was drafted in your class whose team is 1-8, and their coach might be fired. Come on. I didn't blame anybody else but yourself.
Yeah. Ben, what's wrong with you, man? And giving the local media a pass. They're probably harder on you than the national media. They see you every day.
No. Not really. No.
Kid gloves?
They like Ben.
Oh, all right, cool.
No, they're Ben. They're
gentle Ben.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I don't know what's up with Ben. He wants to be like. He doesn't want to be like. Yeah. Doesn't like people. He does like people.
My interactions with Ben were okay. They were
cool.
Pretty good. I mean, you could tell he's... he's calculated in what he does. There's no doubt about it. But
he has an agenda.
I wouldn't say he has an agenda. I just think he knows what he's doing most of the time,
mm-hmm.
which makes me even angrier about this
situation. So he's playing the media?
No, I just think that he's conscious of what he's doing and then ends up blaming somebody else, which makes this even worse.
Oh, that sucks.
So, yeah, it does suck.
Come on, dog. Can't do that.
Hey, in 20 minutes, that guy, that fantasy football guy who got the dentist drill dropped down his neck and had to get it removed.
So he can talk now.
He can talk now. He's going to talk.
That's why he's on the show.
He's going to talk to us about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I only know him as Big T because that's what he goes by on Twitter. So his name's Tony. His last name is Niehaus.
Niehaus.
Is that how you say that, Mike? Have you talked to Tony about his last name?
We'll find out.
I think it's Niehaus. Maybe Niehaus. Niehaus.
They're on my throat.
Yeah, he got that drill dropped down his throat.
So,
they're on my throat.
My first question, who's your attorney?
Yeah, I know. I know. And then we got to...
And do you need a bag, man?
This guy...
I volunteer.
I'm telling you, man. This guy, if you pay attention to him with fantasy stuff, like daily fantasy stuff, he'll come up with some of the most, like... he'll say something, you'll go, what? This? Who? And then that guy will catch, like, 3 touchdowns. It's unbelievable. He's like, yeah, I kind of like... Get a little bit of a southern accent, you know? He'll be like, I kind of like... I don't know.
Oh, I like Niehaus already, speaking my language.
Kind of like Dan Morgan on the Vikings. They're backup tight end, usually in there blocking. It'll be like 4 touchdowns for Dan Morgan.
What?
It's crazy. crazy.
The most obscure players. He's good at that. Like me in my fantasy, my one big fantasy moment with Mike Wallace.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I actually like Mike Wallace this week.
I called him out back in the day. He was like, who the hell is Mike Wallace? And he went off.
Oh, did he? Mm-hmm. Who the hell?
Mike Wallace.
Who the hell is Mike Wallace?
People know Mike Wallace. People down at Ole Miss.
Mike Wallace.
People on the Grove. That's the only people that know Mike Wallace. I know Mike Wallace.
Yeah, I didn't like Mike Wallace when he was in Pittsburgh.
Oh, he started
He walked away from a one-on-one interview with me.
What?
Yeah, for no reason.
Just left.
Yeah.
What'd you ask him?
It was a generic question. He just forgot that he had... Like, he had to stop in the treatment room or whatever, or something. Oh. And, like I just asked him a question, and he just went, oh, damn, and just ran away. And then that was the end of it. And then it was bad because it was, like, my first year there, and I was, like, the new guy in the locker room, and then all the beat reporters just laughed their asses off.
Mm. They're like, oh, they so wrong.
What happened there, huh?
Oh, beat reporters.
Yeah, damn beat reporters.
It's just wrong.
All right, Coop is having a bad season in his picks. Went 1-2 again last week. He's 7-15-2 in his picks, Coop. It's just brutal stuff. So Coop is a security guard downstairs. We use
that title lightly.
Right. He sits behind the desk and sleeps. But he has struggles with the language, and he is an interesting character, so we have him make football picks.
He's a Geechee, man. That's why we don't understand him. Geechee.
he was dead asleep this morning. Oh, my goodness. When I came in, he was passed out, and it was windy this morning, and there was, like, a lot of leaves that were blown into the revolving door. So, like, when the revolving door opened, it made a lot of noise. That didn't wake him up. The guy who brings the papers in came right after me. Revolving door, a lot of noise, drops the papers down on the desk in front of him. Nothing. Just passed out, sleeping. Nothing. And then Calhoun, nowhere to be found. I don't know. I think he's got like a cot somewhere. I really think that he has a pull-out couch somewhere because he's the fire marshal and knows every nook and cranny of this thing. So, or whatever, he's the fire guy. So Mikey B went down to get some picks from Coop this week, and we're going to listen to his picks first, and then we also ask Coop something else. I'll explain that audio. It's two pieces, right? It's two parts, this thing. All right, but first his picks. His week, what is this? Week 11. His week 11 picks.
Now time for picks with Coop, week 11. Good morning, Coop. How are you?
I'm fine.
A little angry? Patriots -7 versus the Raiders. This game is in Mexico. Your thoughts?
Well, I like the Raiders.
Why?
Raiders are a pretty good team. They always had good teams. Raiders are pretty good.
Your thoughts that the game's in Mexico?
I don't know. I don't want to get involved with that.
Rams at Vikings. Minnesota favored by 2.5.
I'll take the Rams.
Why the Rams?
Rams got a good team. They're pretty good. Rams are pretty good this year. Buffalo's a good team, but I'll take the round. 2.5 point, that's an underdog, right?
Right.
Well, I go with the Rams.
Chiefs 10.5 point favorites versus the Giants.
I don't switch this back again. I'll take the Giants.
Why the Giants?
2.5 points. Giants gonna wake up. They got to wake up. They got to wake up. They still got that quarterback. They still got Manning. They got a good quarterback. But I don't know what's going on with the Giants. They can play better than that.
What?
What?
What was that? They got to play Dada Day?
They can play better than that.
Wait, one more time?
They can play better than that.
I think he's trying to say they can play better than that.
Okay. They can play better than that.
I don't think so, man.
He's trying to say they can play better than that.
No, because they can play Dada Day.
They can play better than that.
That's what I hear. I say Dada Day.
Why didn't he want to go to Mexico, man?
What is it about Mexico?
You want to ask him about a wall or anything? What was up with that?
I won't get involved with that. I just love Coop, the security guard downstairs, doesn't want to give his political opinion on this.
Every time I walk through, he does.
I don't want to get involved with that.
I don't want to get involved with that. Oh, well, is Coop a big Republican?
I'm going to say no.
They can play Don Day.
If he was, he's a reformed one.
They can play Don Day.
He's trying to say better than that.
It's, no, he's not, because it's a D. It's
I'm
a
with
D,
Brian.
It's D sound.
He's trying to say better. I know it runs together, but he was attempting to say better than that.
No, it's da da da.
They can play better than that.
What are you guys hearing that I'm not hearing? I'm
I
hearing
speak a little coop.
They can play da da da.
I hear the same thing you're hearing, Gio.
Yeah, da da da. They can play da da da.
They can play da da da.
Better.
Donna Nay. I'm sorry. They can play Donna Nay. Can they, Coop?
Yes, they can. I don't want to get involved in that.
You know, one more time, P.
They can play Donna Nay.
Better.
No.
They can play better than it goes into something else.
They can play Donna Nay.
It morphs into alien speak.
Okay, so I came up with this idea this morning that we would go to Coop with something that didn't happen and get his opinion on it. So I said, let's go down. I sent Mikey B back down. I said,
You've been sending Mikey B a lot of places this morning.
Well, he should be happy that he has the ability to be sent places, you know?
A lot of steps.
Right, exactly. I mean, think about it. I mean, you've got a lot of things going on in this business. You should be happy.
It's fun Friday.
Exactly. So I said, go down to Coop. Tell him that John Elway has decided to come down from the front office out of retirement from playing and start a quarterback for the Broncos this week. All right. And see what Coop says. Now, obviously, this is not something that's really happening, but Coop has no idea what's going on in sports. Like, you could tell him, and I think every week now for the rest of the year, we're going to give him something even more ridiculous until he can finally figure it out. Like, well, what do you think about guys playing blindfolded or whatever? It'll just get worse every week, right? So this is him reacting to that question that Mikey B asked him.
So breaking news coming in just now, Coop. John Elway of the Denver Broncos in management coming back to play because their quarterback situation is so bad. What do you think about John Elway coming out of retirement and will start for the Broncos this week?
To me, it's a bad idea.
Why is that?
It's football, man. He left, he's just out. He's in the 40s, right?
Yes, he is, but their quarterback situation is so bad. Don't you think he might give a better effort than, say, Brock Osweiler or Simeon over there?
No, but I'm not looking out for the old people. I'm looking out for myself. He playing football. He got a wife. Enjoy your kids and your wife right now. You get old, broke up, now you can't do nothing. Stay out. Look at Boomer. Look how good Boomer look. Boomer been out of football. Now Boomer can come back because Boomer's big and strong and healthy. But not him. Step. Let it go. Enjoy your family. Take him to Hollywood. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the fruit. Don't worry about it. Elrose, stay out.
Elrose. Enjoy your family.
Elrose. Stay out.
Elrose. Who's Elrose? What?
You got to give that to them next door, by the way. You have to
Elrose.
Do that.
Elrose. Look at Bummer. He called him Bummer at first. Then he finally got Boomer right.
Look at Bummer.
Look at Bummer. Bummer, good shape.
Enjoy the fruit.
Enjoy the fruit. Elrose.
He goes, take a bunch of family.
Elrose, stay out.
Elrose.
He got really fired up.
Oh.
He got right into the mic. It was like, stay out.
Elrose.
Elrose.
Who the hell is Elrose? Wow.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Think about your family. What's a family?
Enjoy your family.
Enjoy your famine. Your famine? What?
Enjoy your famine.
Oh, man.
Take him to Hollywood. Enjoy yourself.
Take him to Hollywood. Take him to Hollywood. Take your famine to Hollywood. Enjoy the fruits.
Enjoy your famine.
Stop! Take your family to Hollywood, man.
Take him to Hollywood.
You want to be all broke up?
Why Hollywood?
Enjoy. enjoy your kids and your wife right now. So you get old broke up and now you can't do nothing.
I think Elway is in his 50s. Okay. At least.
See, look at Bummer. Look how good Bummer look. Bummer been out of football. Now Bummer can come back because Bummer's big and strong and healthy.
Healthy. He's strong and healthy. He enjoys his family because he healthy.
He took his family to Hollywood and look at it now.
Enjoy your family.
That's got to be the last thing we play on the air. Right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, enjoy your family. And that turkey.
Enjoy your family. Gotta hear that one more time, Pete, please.
Enjoy your family.
Oh, that guy, how your family doing?
That guy is amazing. He is absolutely amazing.
El Rose, stay out.
El Rose. Oh, my God. You want me to go tell them about that, or you want to do it?
I can tell them. It's not a problem.
Oh, man, looking out for Elro's family. He's a good man.
Make sure you let him know it's my idea. It's subtly, though, all right? It's important. It's important to me.
Give G his attribution, okay?
No, it is, yeah. Listen, I don't need you taking credit for that.
You got the job, man.
Yeah, I know, but I want to give him a little taste.
Or what's to come?
Yeah.
Oh, look at Bummer. Look how good Bummer look.
Bummer big and strong. He take care of his family.
All right, coming up next.
Wow.
We're going to have a Marco Belletti update, and then we're going to talk to my man Big T, Tony Niehaus, who he's a fantasy football. He wins like hundreds of thousands of dollars playing fantasy football. And we really want to talk to him because a dentist dropped a drill down his throat, and he lived to tell the tale. So that's coming up next.
Enjoy your family.
Keep up with the latest on the show on Twitter at Gio and Jones.
Look at Bummer. Look how good Bummer look.
I can't. Someone interviewed Coop.
Yeah.
And gave him the job. Like, think about this. Like, this man can't get through a sentence without making us laugh. But someone sat him down and decided that he was the person that was going to best protect the people that are in this building during the overnight hours.
No, I'm not looking out for the old people. I'm looking out for myself.
You know what? You're hired.
Yeah.
You're the guy.
You're the guy for us. We're going to put our employee safety in your hands. Yes.
And I wish I only stumbled upon how great Coop was recently because he's always asleep when I come in. Mm-hmm. I didn't know a thing about him, how he sounded, what he thought about life, none of these things until recently because he was always asleep. This morning he was asleep. Passed out. The guy dropped a stack of papers on the desk in front of him. I mean, whap! And he just slept right through it.
Enjoy your kids and your wife right now. If you get old broke up, now you can't do nothing.
Take them to Hollywood.
Take them to Hollywood! Why Hollywood?
Why you say Coney Island? I mean, why Hollywood, man?
Hollywood. Oh, boy. You have the Hollywood thing? Let me hear.
Take them to Hollywood. Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy. Yeah, take your family.
Enjoy your family.
Your who?
Enjoy your family.
Enjoy your family.
He's so fired up about it.
Come on, young blood.
Yeah.
Enjoy your family.
Family.
Family. This is what life about, man.
Family.
About family.
What is wrong with you young people?
Like you still, you got your health, you got your family. This is what it's about, man. Enjoy that family.
Family.
Oh, wow. He outdid himself here, man. Wow. I thought, you hear that, home?
Yeah.
I thought that was it, but no.
Stay out.
El Rose. Stay out, El Rose.
Not El Wood. Not El Mo.
El Rose, stay out.
Not El Way. We won a tape out already.
El Rose.
El Rose.
Okay.
Man. Oh.
Marco's got an update. And then
top that,
yeah.
Marco.
Yeah, seriously.
No, can't. Steelers top the Titans, though, 40-17. That's your Thursday night game. Ben Roethlisberger, 299, four touchdowns. Ben Antonio Brown, 10 times, 144, and three scores. Pittsburgh's now riding a five-game win streak. They're 8-2. Titans are 6-4. Celtics race a 17-point deficit, thanks in large part to a 19-0 run in the third, up their win streak to 14, topped the Warriors 92-88. Jaylen Brown played despite learning hours before the game that his best friend had died. He had a team high 22. Other game of the night, that was the Rockets going to work early from the opening tip.
Nene bounce pass to the Beard with a two-hand throwdown. Beautiful pass from the big man. And it's 86-64. With a minute 30 left to go in the half.
Houston put up 90 in the first half. That's the third time that's ever happened. They rocked the Suns 142-116. That's Matt Thomas, the call on the Rockets Radio Network. Harden finished up with 48 while Chris Paul was back after missing 14 games with a knee injury. He had 11 points, 10 assists in his 21 minutes. Jose Altuve capped off a World Series ring by winning his first MVP award. Runaway winner over Aaron Judge, 27 out of 30 first place votes. And Giancarlo Stanton just edged out Joey Votto for the NL honor, a two-point victory that's the fourth closest in Major League history.
All right, Marco, thanks, man. We
thanks, dog. Now, our Yankees are going to get a manager at some point, right?
You would think.
Yeah, okay.
You would think. Around Christmas, because you don't really need one anymore.
Yeah,
apparently.
That's baseball now. You don't actually need a manager, so it's fine.
That's cool. Marco Belletti doing a great job filling in this morning. All right, so earlier this week, I told you about a guy I follow on Twitter
who's
a fantasy football genius, and he's a Roto Grinders contributor. And I said he posted this picture of a drill when he was at the dentist that got dropped down his throat. So we talked about it on the air, and then one of our listeners got to him because he follows both us and Tony, Big T44. On Twitter, and that's his name in the daily fantasy sports community. So
now, did he get a dentist some bad fantasy information?
The deal? Probably not, because he doesn't give out a lot of bad information.
Right.
So he joins us now to talk some football and, of course, this whole oral deal. Tony Niehaus. Tony, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
How's it going, guys? First of all, you're giving me too much credit, too. It wasn't the whole drill, so I'm taking a little too much credit.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. I mean, it was still, I mean, let's
I don't
be
want
real.
Any of the drill.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the whole drill. I mean, it was
it was like a file. I posted a picture on Twitter for anyone that wants to see it, but yeah, it was like the file and the needle part of it. And once I got it taken out, it was actually stuck in my pancreas somehow.
What? No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was just a crazy story all the way around. But yeah, when they finally got it out, I mean, it's probably like a, I don't know, three to four inch device thing that was all the way down there. And, yeah, completely stuck in my pancreas. So that was why the pain was so bad, I guess.
What the hell was going on with your dentist?
Believe me, I've been asking myself that for a week.
Is your attorney asking him that or her that?
Yeah, we'll be getting on that here soon, I think.
So I'll show you how to floss your teeth.
So, all right, so this picture I saw, I mean, it is unbelievable. And do you have it? Can you tweet it out to our followers, Mike? We'll get on that. So people can see at G. Owen Jones. So this thing goes down. While this is happening, are you conscious of what's going on? Does the dentist say anything to you like, oops, or this is going to be a problem, or anything to you when it happens?
Yeah, well, they had like this rubber dam on my mouth, and it like shot off and went on the ground, and they kind of were laughing at first. And the dentist was like, did you swallow that? And I'm like, yeah, I was conscious, but my whole mouth was numb, so I was like, my mouth numb? You're the one looking in my mouth. Did I swallow it? And then she's like, I think you did. And went and got on the phone, came back probably 10 minutes later, and she was full panic. She's like, we got to get you right to the emergency room. So I was, at that point, I started to get nervous and went in that day, and they couldn't get it out. They were like, we're just going to see if you pass it. So I went home, and then 2 days later, I woke up and couldn't even really stand up out of bed. So I went right back into the emergency room. And that time, after staying there all day pretty much, they were able to get it out that time.
Oh, God.
Wow, I can't imagine.
And then you had, so it was surgery, right, that you had to have, basically, to get it out?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't end up having to, they were able to get it through my throat. Like, they had to go down my throat with a camera to, like, look around. And that was how they seen it in the pancreas. And it's, I think, I don't know if it's considered a surgery or whatever, but it felt like a surgery.
Oh, my goodness. We're talking to Tony Niehaus on Gio and Jones across the country on CBS Sports Radio. You can follow him on Twitter at BigT44DFS. And there's a strong DFS community that is out there. It's something that I've learned over the last few months. I'm sure that the people that reached out to you is like overwhelming, because there's probably a lot of people that follow you and listen to you and take your advice you don't even know about. Then something like this happens, and then everybody reaches out to you. Did you find that was the case with this?
Yeah, it's just crazy, because like you're doing the shows, and especially during football. I mean, the football community is just huge. You don't realize how many people are watching those shows until stuff like this happens, like you said. And even with just you guys in the show, all of a sudden I get like 100 random tweets on Twitter. Like, these guys are talking about you on a show on whenever it was, last Friday or whatever. I mean, you guys talked about it for 30 seconds, and I have 100 tweets about it. It's just crazy these days how big fantasy football is.
Well, that's the power we have here on Gio and Jones, Tony.
Sure.
So,
yeah,
exactly. You know, we wield a lot of a power and movement.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, great.
We help the plate tectonic shift.
I need all the good mojo I can get, so I appreciate it.
Well, that's another show.
Now, are you one of these guys, because I know a fair amount about you, but you one of these guys that basically this is now your main source of income, where you don't have, you know, you quit your normal job because of your success playing daily fantasy sports?
Yeah, about 3 years ago, I went full-time basically with it and got on at Roto Grinders after that. And yeah, so I've done it full-time for about 3 years now. So
wow.
It's the good life, I guess.
Wow, no joke, man.
I mean, and you're a guy, because there's some guys that I watch and pay attention to that seem a little bit high-strung. You are like the least high-strung. It seems like everything sort of rolls off your back, at least from the stuff I listen and watch you. I mean, but this seems like a very stressful life. Like, I play not anywhere near what a pro would play like. Like, I'll be in a league with my friends, a couple of tournaments here, some cash games here or there, and I'm pulling my hair out every Sunday. I mean, for you, when you're depending on this, I mean, how do you deal with the ups and downs emotionally? I know you have a ton of success, but there's got to be some weeks in there where you're not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's more than weeks. You have even months where you might not do any good. And it's for sure the hardest part of doing it full time. You almost have to pretend. I mean, kind of like poker. I was in the poker industry for like 10 years before this. So it's kind of a lot of the same traits go hand in hand. You almost have to look at it like it's not money when you're playing. Like, yeah, I'm in a $5,000 tournament tonight, but you don't think of it like that. You just try to make the best decisions. I mean, put the best guys. Sure, I mean, I've had some just brutal beats. Like, I remember last year in basketball, I had like a $100,000 bad beat where it was like scrub time with 15 seconds left, and it was basically over. I had it won. The guy that was behind me got a steal, an assist, and a dunk, like, as they were running clock out. He needed all three of them to beat me, and, like, you want to break the TV, you want to throw the computer out the window. But you just gotta take it. And I mean, football is even crazier, obviously, with everything that goes on there.
Tony, Gio mentioned before we brought you on that you're great at finding these obscure players and you get them in the lineups and they just go off. Where's this knack for finding those unknown cats that show up and show out?
Yeah, the big week I had earlier this year, week six or whatever, that was that Kittle week. Kittle from San Francisco.
Yeah.
So, we call him Beatheart, too, for that Beathard from San Francisco. But I've had some good luck with some of these scrub guys. This week it might be the big Peterman. Everybody talking about Tyrod getting benched.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like this Peterman guy from Pitt this week.
Oh, man, don't say that.
Are you making fun of him or what?
No, no. I just, that's my boy. He's going up against Anthony Lynn. And
yeah, Brian's big fans of the Chargers because his buddies with Anthony Lynn. So, like, anything anti-Charger gets him really riled up.
Never gave a damn about him, but I kind of feel the same way you do with Peterman, with all this lofty praise he's getting from his teammates. Is that some of the stuff you focus on as well? Not just solely the matchup, but what, you know, teammates, what's coming out of the locker room, what the coaches are saying?
Yeah, I mean, you just try to process everything. And with anything more, in DFS, it's just about prices. I mean, he's, like on DraftKings this week, he's only 4,700. I mean, you got guys way more. So he just lets you fit in so much. Like, mm-hmm. Brady's 7,400. Obviously, Brady's in a great matchup, but that's just so much more to spend when if Peterman somehow gets you 2-3 touchdowns, 250 yards, you're just massive for the rest of your team because you can fit so much more in there.
Gio and Jones, another minute with Tony Niehaus, Big T44 in the DFS community, who survived one of the worst dentist deals I've ever heard in my life.
Amazing. You couldn't make that up in a movie.
No. The topper to the whole thing, too, is they didn't even finish the root canal, so my tooth was hurting the whole
thing. Oh, I want to be your attorney, man. Wow. Didn't even finish the job.
And obviously, you didn't go back to that dentist to get it done, right?
No, definitely not going back to that one.
Man, still need a root canal.
No, after all
insult
that.
Insult to injury.
You know what? You're the only person I've ever heard of that has had something stuck in their pancreas. Yeah. You know, like, that's not something, like, you. There's not, like, a community. There's a DFS community. There's not a stuck in the pancreas community. Like, nobody has it.
That's the name of your, that's the name of your new fantasy team. Stuck in the pancreas.
Yeah, next year, you're going to see that.
All right. So you like Peterman at quarterback. We won't keep you for too much longer here because we have a run out of time. But give me another value play out there, either at running back or wide receiver or tight end. Could be a flex, whatever. That you like, that you think is priced at a place that could really open up some things for you if you want to spend up for some of the stars.
Yeah, as far as DraftKings, I like Burkhead a lot too at running back. He's only 3,600. That obviously the best game of the week. Another thing you're going to want to look at always, obviously, is the Vegas totals and spreads. And that's obviously like the best game of the week. New England and Oakland, two bad defenses, good offenses. But Burkhead's taking on more and more role each week. And he's only 3,600. So if you play him and Peterman together, you can fit the world in there. And both of them, I expect them to do good. So I like Burkhead a ton this week.
Big T44 DFS on Twitter. If you play on DraftKings and you go to the Millionaire Maker or some of the big tournaments and you look at the top 100, you can usually find him in there a couple of times because he's that good. Check them out, Roto Grinders. You can follow them on Twitter at Roto Grinders as well. Tony, thanks for the time, man. We're happy that you're feeling better.
Yes.
And just an incredible story. Thanks.
Thanks a lot for having me on, guys.
Tony Niehaus.
Get that root canal fixed, man.
I know. Well, that's good to hear, man, that he had like 100 tweets after we talked about that. We must be on wherever he lives.
We're movers and shakers, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, we totally.
For a little bit longer, you know. Yeah. A little while longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that was good. That was good to hear that. That made me feel good on a football.
That's great, because you were feeling horrible. I mean, you were just down in the dump. No. You were feeling mighty low.
No, not at all. Yeah. Actually, this
has been a horrible month for you. I'm glad that Tony, Big 44 T.
Big T 44.
Big T 44 2.
Yeah.
Could pick up your spirits because you needed it, man.
All right,
I didn't want you to roll into the holiday with your family feeling like this. You know, the family trying to be cheerful and you all low.
We'll come back with our picks.
This is Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
There's an aisle in the studio.
Oh, if you need auto parts but can't get to the store just yet, head to O'ReillyAuto.com. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way for the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Time to get to our picks.
Get to our picks!
We both sucked last week.
Oh!
2-4 for me.
Ouch, that's gross.
2-4 for you.
Mm-hmm.
So to break the tie, we go to the season record. I'm 31-26 on the year. I've not had a push yet, which is interesting. Mm. Brian dipping.
I've been pushing.
Brian dipping below 500 again. 27-28-2. Let's get it started with college football. The Wisconsin Badgers, my team, Paul Christ, with the best defense in the country and the seventh best red zone defense in the country, at home against Michigan, who, yeah, they can run the ball really well, and yeah, they got some better quarterback play, but if they're not scoring touchdowns and they're not getting chunks of yardage on the ground, this can get ugly quick. And I don't think it's going to happen. Plus, their kicker, some struggles, red zone defense, and a bad kicker. Woo! Woo! Let's go, Wisconsin! Give me Wisconsin home, -7.5. They want to impress some people. They'll do it this week. Nebraska is one of the biggest messes in college football right now. They give up yardage like they want to. That's how much yardage they give up, as if they're trying to do that. And Penn State, back at home, -25.5 sounds like a lot, but at home against bad defenses, Penn State does things to people that should be illegal. Give me Penn State -25.5. Saquon Barkley, who's been a little bit up and down, last week wasn't all that impressive. He might have 500 total yards of offense by himself this week. Penn State -25.5. And you know what? Our buddy Ken Niumatalolo. I'm going to give him a little love.
Yeah, you
as
are.
Navy travels to Notre Dame. I usually am terrible in these spots. Like, I usually look at the team that played really bad the week before and then pick against them again because I just saw them play horribly, and then they come back and play better because they're ticked off. I don't know. I just give me Navy to keep this thing close. I mean, that offense, some teams have troubles dealing with it. I could see it being a closer game. 17.5 is a lot of points. Give me Navy +17.5 at Notre Dame.
Yeah, him. Let's go right there, because I disagree with you. I think Notre Dame covers that 17.5.
Two dissenting picks?
Yeah,
wow.
Why not? Navy, you are not going to athlete Notre Dame like Miami did last week, and I didn't expect Miami to do that, but they did, and Notre Dame will bounce back in a big way. They're going to get that running game churning once again. They will shut down Navy's running game. Malcolm Perry for Navy was just outstanding last week versus SMU's defense, but this is not SMU's defense. This is Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They will look the part this week. Let's go to Wisconsin once again. I have nothing against the Badgers. I appreciate what the Badgers have been able to do. They played in 5 or 6 of these Big Ten conference championship games, and they're going to get to another one, but they're going to get there with at least one loss. I think Michigan covers. I'm taking Michigan +7.5. They have a little balance on that offense now. It's just not about the running game. It's about Brandon Peters and the way he's been passing here of late. I only hit 50% last week versus Maryland, and this will be a tougher environment for him to play in, but I think with that defense, opponents converting only 23% of their third downs, that defense will be well-rested over sipping on Gatorade while Michigan is matriculating down the field. TCU in my hometown, the hub city in Lubbock, Texas, taking on Texas Tech. I'm going to take Texas Tech +6.5. TCU, a lot of injuries. They may have a freshman starting quarterback, Sean Robinson. No, he comes from that juggernaut, DeSoto High School, and he can play the part. I think he may just be fine, but defensively may not have their best linebacker, Trayvon Howard. We'll see if he suits up. But either way, it doesn't matter. This is always a difficult game for TCU or anyone that heads into Lubbock, Texas.
All right, to the NFL. Kansas City off a bye, -10.5 at the Giants. I mean, it is just a mess for Ben McAdoo and that team. Andy Reid, if you look at his record after a bye, it is just stellar. I mean, the guy does not lose after byes in Philadelphia, in Kansas City. Everybody thinks the Giants might have more effort and they'll play better, and they're waiting for that. It's over. They're not capable of doing that. They just flat out stink, and they might try to play in the first half like they did against the 49ers, and then the game gets away from them and they quit. It's going to happen again. Kansas City -10.5. Big game for the Minnesota Vikings at home against the Los Angeles Rams. And I'm not feeling it this week. I picked the Vikings last week on the road against the Redskins. Got that one. Not so much this week with the Rams coming in. I think the Rams are a better team. I think that that offense is too explosive for the Vikings to keep up with. And I think that you're going to see a real regression with Case Keenum this week in the passing game. Not because I love the Rams defense. I just don't think it's sustainable. I mean, I don't want to kind of poo-poo Case, but I'm going to do it. I'm poo-pooing them. Give me Rams plus 2.5 on the road at Minnesota. And the third pick, Denver just sucks. They are so bad. They are embarrassing that franchise, that logo, those fan bases, with their fans out there with the way that they have played. Cincinnati is no team to really have faith in, but I just think this is a pick about Denver. It's not a pick about Cincy. Cincy plus 2.5 on the road at Denver.
Hey, I'm going to take Washington on the road at New Orleans. That's right. The vaunted New Orleans Saints, Washington plus 8. New Orleans, I know they have a lot of weapons, but you know what? Washington has some weapons as well. More equipped to take on the Saints than the Buffalo Bills were a week ago. And I don't believe the Saints will have 6 rushing touchdowns. But let's talk about those weapons. I mean, you got Kirk Cousins at quarterback for one. Chris Thompson at the running back. He can put some pressure on you. Jameson Crowder, George Reed. And look, Vernon Davis, really? This dude is defying logic and father time. He's a big reason I like the Washington to cover in this ballgame. And how about Zach Brown and Ryan Kerrigan at the linebacker position for this defense? They have some pride on that side of the ball in the secondary. DJ Swearinger, couple of interceptions last week versus your boy Case Keenum. My boy, too, because he's from West Texas, Abilene, Texas. Hurry Josh up. Norman is rounding into shape. I will hurry up. Also, Buffalo and Chargers. Yes, Josh Norman
just
is.
Finish your picks.
Oh, you quit interrupting me?
You got a minute.
The Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers minus 4.5, taking on Buffalo, and Nathan Peterman getting his first start in the NFL. They're going to show him some stuff he's never saw at Tennessee nor at Pitt. And lastly, Detroit minus 3 at Chicago. Jim Caldwell, 5-1 versus the Bears. That says it all right there. But Matt Stafford has been on point his last 3, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. I like Abdullah and Riddick. The tandem there at running back. You still interrupting me?
Oh, man. You got any more on that Redskins game?
Jeez. Yeah, whole lot more.
I know I'm saying Redskins again. I know. I tried
to. See, that's what you get right there.
I don't mean to do it.
No, you
just happens.
To do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Everybody listen. Have a great weekend and be with your family. Enjoy your family.
Enjoy your family.
All right? Because that's what life is about.
Right.
You know, you think about work and some of the stresses and the little things, but really it's about your family. And keeping that.
Take them to Hollywood if you can.
And if you can, if you got the resources, take them to Hollywood.
Why not?
Okay. Thanks to
Fammy.
Big T, Tony Niehaus, Charlie Batch, Mikey B, Petey Meats, Marco Belletti, Billy Giacalone, and your Fammy. And, of course, to Coop as well. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your family. Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.